So today we're going to focus on mindfulness of the breath and that continuity of mindfulness of the breath. The mindfulness of the breath has a kind of beautiful simplicity to it and a continuity, a consistency. So staying consistent with mindfulness of breathing might allow it to become a constant thread throughout your meditation. So taking your seat, finding your posture, and connecting with your breath. Feeling both the in-breath and the out-breath. And trying to stay with the breath as best you can. And as what is normal for all of us, there are distractions, thinking, whatever difficulties come up in staying with the breath, they are as important as the breath meditation itself. Because the function of the breath meditation is to highlight some of the attitudes of mind that are operating in daily life. But we don't see them very well. So these distractions, this forgetting of awareness is a reflection of what happens in our day-to-day life. Now we have a chance to see it, feel it, become more aware of it. There's no need to be discouraged when any of this happens. Don't stop the breath meditation. Trust the breathing and trust the mindfulness of breathing. Trust the mindfulness of breathing more than you trust your discouragement, more than you trust the distractions, reactivities, and judgments. Coming back again and again to the breathing. Keep going with the kind of effort and patient determination. So with kindness, sincerity. One of the functions of meditation is to reveal attitudes, distractions, expectations of the mind. We might have a chance to see more clearly the activity of the mind, the habits of the mind, where the mind goes, how we come back. Trusting the breath. Trusting again the awareness of breathing, like an old friend or a home base. Stay on track with the breathing, coming back to it, when the mind goes off might come back to it smoothly without any judgment towards yourself. Just that ease. Allowing yourself to be a little tranquil, quiet. If something important, something seems important to attend to, breathe through it. Or breathe with it. Allowing phenomena to arise and pass away as it naturally does, while still breathing. As best you can, don't let anything be a reason to lose touch with your breathing. Coming back, settling in, you might appreciate yourself for your breathing. Appreciating the breath itself, how it flows. It said we breathe 23,000 times a day. It's one of the most regular, ongoing things we do. The breath is always there. The breath provides tremendous support for our lived life. Finding this simple continuity, the simple continuity in the breath, taking a few moments now to familiarize yourself with the way you're breathing. Without any idea that any part of how you're breathing needs to be any different. No right or wrong ways to breathe. Nothing to improve on. Perhaps finding both the stillness and the movement in mindfulness of the breath. Gently, lovingly, if you like, taking some slow, deeper breaths now. Inhaling deeply, you might appreciate the expansion of the rib cage, the opening and filling up of your lungs. You might notice that when we breathe in, particularly when we breathe in deeply, there's a pushing up of the diaphragm or pushing down of the diaphragm, which pushes the intestines of the lower belly out. Notice if that's there for you. On the in-breath, the diaphragm slightly pushes down, which allows the lower belly to soften and expand. On the long, slow exhale, allow the rib cage to contract and the diaphragm to relax. Appreciating whatever sense of release that comes with the exhale. And whenever you're ready, if you haven't done so already, let the breathing come back to normal. As a way of settling the breathing even more, see if you can relax the body a little bit more. Softening in the face, around the eyes. Around the mouth. Softening in the mind. Quieting the thinking. Letting go of thoughts as much as you can. And however much that is enough. As you let go, turn your attention back to your body breathing. Trusting the awareness of the breath. Taking refuge there. So simple, it can be elusive. Aware of the breathing from the body. Sensing the sensations of breathing. If anything takes your attention away from your breathing, gently bring yourself back. Everything else is scenery that passes by. Somewhere within you, you might find some tranquility or calmness. And that calmness can support the continuity of awareness of breathing. The awareness of breathing itself feels calm. Has some peacefulness to it. With infinite patience. if you like, you might allow a slight smile, a slight curving of the edges of the lips. Perhaps enjoying the breath. Enjoying the calm, appreciating the breath. Appreciating your efforts. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. This short prose is called Walk in the Dark. The stars shine bright in the night sky. A cold wind blows gently through the air. Not a sound to be heard from the sleeping houses. A quiet walk of tranquility in the empty night. Is what I needed to keep me sane. Whatever continuity you have of mindfulness of breathing, you can support that consistency with your goodwill, your intentions, and efforts. Feeling kindness towards yourself and others, softening in the heart, softening in the mind, softening in the body. This is a short reading, prose from Dana Fouts. This is what I have to say to you. You know all that you need to know. You already are all that you need to be. It remains only for you to recognize and acknowledge who you are. What you know, and the powerful presence that is awake within you. You think of yourself as fragile, but you are in fact strong. You sometimes feel alone, but you are in truth connected through spirit to all beings. The power of the divine works through you, making all things possible. Believe in this connection. Believe in yourself. believing in the power of mindfulness, of awareness, the refuge that the breath can be. That the breathing itself feels calm and can have some peacefulness to it. Perhaps more goodwill and friendliness arises, openness, receptiveness. You might reflect as we come to the end of this meditation about how this meditation might support you in bringing more goodwill, kindness, friendliness into your daily life, more spaciousness. That we can dedicate the practice, the meditation practice of continuity, of awareness, to the welfare and happiness of all beings, including yourself. May our practice be for the welfare and benefit for all beings. May all beings be happy. Even if this doesn't feel quite true for you now, or if it does, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And may all beings, including yourselves, delight in tranquility and in peace. And if you'd like to bring your palms together in prayer position, taking a moment to bow. Feeling the effects of your practice today.